The October Atlantic Monthly features a startling article called The Next Christianity. Its author, Philip Jenkins, is a professor of history and religious studies at Penn State University. His thesis is that while Americans have been focusing on the scandals in the Catholic Church and on Islamic militants at home and abroad, tumultuous changes have been happening in Christianity around the world that most Americans and most Westerners have not been noticing. That Christian populations are exploding in Africa, Asia, and Latin America, and they will be a force far larger than Islam. Professor Philip Jenkins joins me from the studios of WPSU in Pennsylvania. Welcome.
Thank you.
You write that the forces that are growing in Christianity are mostly not Western. They are not the ones we've been looking at and are familiar with. And you write that they are moving toward an ancient worldview, almost a medieval worldview, toward supernaturalism and neo-orthodoxy. What does that mean, and what does that look like?
The numbers are convincing in their own right. Back 100 years ago, there were some 10 million Christians in Africa. Today, there's some 360 million Christians. That's very much where all the growth is happening. One reason why Christianity is expanding so rapidly in an area like Africa is that the worldview of the New Testament meshes very well with the traditional worldview. People are looking to Christianity for healing, for cure from spiritual evils, which in many cultures they see in the form of demons. And when people look at these, they tend to think, well, where are they getting these bizarre ideas? And often they're finding a lot of justification in the New Testament itself. Christianity first came to Europe because St. Paul had a vision in a dream. So perhaps they're not reaching too far.
When you talk about these religions, these sort of southern Christian groups, as you call them, and you say that they're involved very much with supernaturalism and exorcism, what groups are we talking about?
The groups that have been succeeding across the South run the whole gamut from churches that would be well recognized in the West, the Catholic and Anglican and Lutheran and Methodist and so on, to new prophetic independent churches. But one thing that's rather surprising is often the new charismatic supernatural ideas appear as much within the older established churches as they do within the new prophetic churches.
Are we seeing religion replacing ideology?
I'm never exactly sure where the dividing line is between religion and ideology. Certainly, in the areas of greatest communist enthusiasm in the 20th century, communism looked very much like a religion. Marxism, traditional ideas of state socialism are dead or dying. And the other thing is, I think that nationalism as a force is nothing like as strong as it was. If you think back to September 11th, the hijackers were not primarily thinking of themselves as Egyptian or Yemeni or Saudi. They were thinking of themselves as part of a Muslim cause. In much of the Southern Hemisphere, I think that Christianity and Christian denominations are occupying a similar kind of role as a force of loyalty rather than people belonging to a nation. And it's in that sense that I talk about revival of the idea of a kind of Christendom where religion is the primary focus of people's loyalty.
So if we're witnessing an ascendant Islam that sees itself as beyond national boundaries, and if we are witnessing a resurgent Christianity in parts of the world that sees itself in somewhat of the same way, are we facing huge religious wars in the future that most of us, certainly in the West, thought were past, that had been ended by, let's say, the supremacy of the scientific revolution, modernity, the secular world? I mean, is that all a veneer? Are we closer to the Middle Ages than we think?
The only word I would quibble with in what you said is the word future. I think we're seeing religious wars on a terrifying scale right now. In Nigeria, in the last decade, probably 10 or 20,000 people have been killed in religious violence. And I think the government there is quite pleased that it's managed to keep the lid on as much as it has. Something like 500,000 Christians have been displaced in Indonesia. Probably 1 million people have been killed in Sudan in these religious wars. And overwhelmingly, this is an issue of religious conflict. And the dynamic in Indonesia and Nigeria, for example, looks very much like the Middle Ages, where in many areas you have Christians in predominantly Muslim areas being treated very much like Jewish communities were by neighboring Christians in the Middle Ages. We're seeing classic pogroms and ghetto conditions. So that's very frightening indeed.
If we're in a moment that you say is as momentous as the Reformation itself, why have these trends registered so little on Western consciousness?
I think there are a couple of reasons. One is that we tend to think still in the West of Western Christianity as if it's one word. But I think the largest single reason is that for many Western observers, the kind of Christianity that's growing very fast in the South is just not a Christianity that they feel comfortable with. It's not a liberal Christianity. It's a very conservative, traditional Christianity. And it's not something that people really want to see. I'm reminded of the old line about, if I hadn't believed it, I wouldn't have seen it with my own eyes. And we tend not to see those things that we don't identify with in some ways. But so I think there's a variety of reasons, but you're absolutely right. We haven't seen this phenomenon.
Philip Jenkins is a professor of history and religious studies at Pennsylvania State University. His most recent book is The Next Christendom, and his article, The Next Christianity, appears in the October issue of The Atlantic Monthly. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.